All right, we're here with Justin Bogle. Justin, you live really by your hashtag, Young No Quit. A lot of people could have thrown the towel in this season. You haven't. Fourth place on the night tonight, your best career 450 Supercross finish. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, best finish so far this season, like you said. Good step in the right direction for me. I feel like I had a really big breakthrough this week and this weekend as well. Just making progress, man. That's the biggest thing. Last weekend was one of my worst main events I've had, so nice to bounce back strong and come back. And like you said, Young No Quit, there's no excuses. So I have a great team of people around me that keep me lifted up and staying positive and everything. My family and my mechanic coach and practice guy Blake and trainer Ryan and Dr. G, everyone that's around me, man, just staying super positive, and that helps a lot.
What was the big breakthrough this week? Something you found on the bike, or just getting more seat time?
I think it's everything's starting to come together, man. Just more seat time. The bike is getting better. Just minor things here and there now at this point, obviously late in the season. But I had a good week of riding, and rode with my teammates, Jimmy D and Christian, on Thursday, and it was really good for me to have some fast company to ride with. I think I've kind of been lacking on that riding alone, so... It was good, man. I'm headed home to Oklahoma from here. Going to be doing motos with Trey Kennard and Colt Nichols and everybody, so I'm excited about the future.
Now, I know whenever you mentioned riding alone, I think, was it before the season, you and Will and maybe Cooper, you guys all kind of went in on a track. Is it just that, you know, you just haven't been able to catch them at the, you know, same times or recently?
That was actually Sealy. They went on that track. Yeah. So I would ride with them a little bit, but it was tough with, you know, I got hurt and then Will got hurt, so like that's usually who my training partner is when I'm in California. So it's just been tough and adjusting to the season, the schedule. It's just
17 rounds.
It's been a
man.
Big learning experience, a big learning curve. But as long as we're learning and applying, that's all we can do.
Well, I don't think people really understand, like, whenever you have an injury like that, you were a little bit injured coming into the season and not being able to get that bike time. They just don't understand that. They're like, oh, well, this is Justin Bogle. He's a former 250 champ. He should be running up there. What's wrong with him? But they don't understand that, you know, the seat time is so important. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
It's huge. Obviously the preseason injury that took me out for about a month was very difficult as far as getting ready for this long season and for the bump to the 450, and then the missing 4 or 5 rounds in the middle didn't help either. So I think it's just a combination of everything, man. Just, of course, people aren't going to get it, but they're not supposed to get it, you know, and it's not supposed to be easy by any means. If it were, there'd be no such thing as great, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody would just be good.
Exactly. So it's all good, man. I'm thankful for the journey, but also really... really still striving for more progress.
What did you think of the track tonight? Did you gel with it? I know, or I heard that you might have had a lot of family in, too. I mean, did that give you kind of that extra boost tonight?
This is the, other than Dallas, this is the closest one to home for me. I have a lot of family in Missouri, but I didn't even know half of them were here until after the race. So
that's cool.
That's nice, always cool. But, yeah, I mean, I saw everyone kind of afterwards. They were like, hey, you did good. So hopefully that helped, and it was kind of nice to have my breakthrough when everyone was around. So... Just keep it moving.
Thoughts on the track.
There we go. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, you're good, man. No worries.
Yeah. Track was good. It got pretty difficult. There was a few awkward sections, but for the most part, it was pretty standard. It's pretty standard. It was kind of difficult to make passes. I think I started like 9th, so had to work through some really good guys and actually battled with JG there for most of the main event, so... finally got around him, but I mean, I felt good with the track today. Had a little fall in practice, but other than that, I mean, I felt good all day.
I think we got a photo of that. I was going to tell you to stop rolling around out there in the sand.
If it's the one I saw on Instagram, it was really funny.
Yeah,
that one is awesome. I think I got a 10 for my breakdance moves on that one.
All right, well, hey, thanks again for the time. Congrats on a career best 4th.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. Congrats. Yes.